Welcome back to Talking Asset Management with KPMG. Today, we're continuing our Reddit Basics podcast series and speaking with my good friend, Paul Kunkel, who's a director in our Washington National Tax Practice, specializing in financial products and all things credit tax. Paul, what we wanted to talk about today was specifically structuring for portfolio interest and usually the biggest issue, getting to registered form, certainly for credit funds, that is. Can you talk to us a little bit about how do you get to registered form?
Sure. Thanks, Sam. As we mentioned on the previous podcast, U.S. source interest is generally subject to 30% withholding unless some reduction in rate or exemption applies. And typically, offshore funds are not domesticated in treaty jurisdictions, so they can't rely on treaties. What they typically turn to is the so-called portfolio interest exemption, which generally applies to interest on debt, which is in quotes registered form, and for which the fund has supplied a properly completed U.S. withholding form to the paying agent. So what is registered form? Registered form essentially has to be a written system under which the current tax owners of the payments to be made on the instrument are recorded and transfers are recorded so that U.S. Treasury could trace beneficial ownership of the payments on the instrument. You oppose registered form to a so-called bearer obligation, which says pay to the order of bearer. Well, Treasury doesn't like bearer instruments. As a matter of fact, they're subject to sanctions if they're issued in the U.S. now because the ownership can't be traced. So the thing is, most corporate bonds are in registered form. As a matter of fact, corporate borrowers are subject to sanctions like denial of interest expense deductions for registration required debt that it issues, which are not in registered form. But there are huge debt markets in the U.S. where the instruments are not in registered form. For example, mortgages, mortgage loans, or a credit card receivables, or even trade payables. So what if an offshore fund wants to invest in a pool of instruments like that which are not in registered form? What the regulations have allowed for a long time is for the sponsor to put the pool of receivables in a so-called grantor trust and have these certificates that evidence ownership of the trust put in registered form. And the regulations say that, okay, if that's done properly, then the payments on the assets in the trust, which then get paid to the foreign holder, can be treated as being in registered form so that there's no U.S. withholding tax.
One of the things that we've had people ask about is some new proposed regulations, I believe, in this area, where there's a proposal to extend this, if I understand correctly, to partnerships. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. The existing regulations have some ambiguous language in them, which has made people always wonder whether you really do need a trust for tax purposes or whether you could use some other kind of pass-through entity like a partnership or a disregarded entity and have the assets sit inside that kind of flow through and put the interests evidencing ownership of those entities in registered form. Cautious practitioners have not been willing to extend the existing regulations, but there, as Sam mentioned, there are proposed regulations which have been out for a few years now, which would allow the registered form idea to be applied to partnership interests or interests in disregarded entities.
We have seen, I believe, that the IRS issues some private guidance in this regard. So it may be possible to go in, for example, for a PLR in a specific fact pattern.
Right. Although, you know, as well as I, one taxpayer is not supposed to rely on another taxpayer's PLR. But they do give an indication of what the service is thinking, and we do have the proposed regs, which would broaden the definition of pass-through certificates to partnership interests. And I believe that finalizing those regs is on the current business plan, but that doesn't mean that we'll see them finalized in our lifetime.
So two basic questions, as this is supposed to be an intro to the basics of credit, hopefully a super easy one. Why do we care about it being in registered form? What if it's not in registered form?
Well, like I said, if it's not in registered form, then interest payments would be subject to withholding, typically.
Yeah. And then the second point to cover off, why are people clamoring for a partnership rather than a trust? Why aren't they happy with a trust?
Good question. The thing about the grantor trust status for tax purposes is that a grantor trust, in my understanding, is that these regulations require to a special kind of grantor trust called a fixed investment trust. It's a very rigid vehicle for tax purposes. It doesn't allow reinvestment, so you can't have a revolving pool, for example. That would blow the trust treatment. whereas partnerships, of course, can have assets coming in and going out, the same with a disregarded entity. So it would be much, much better to have a kind of structure that is not as rigid as a grantor trust.
That's great. Paul, I really appreciate your time again. Everybody, hopefully you found this interesting. If you did, please click on another one. We appreciate you listening. Thank you very much.